Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
I might have known this would happen the moment Angela Tennant stepped onto the scene. She's a poisonous woman if ever I saw one. Through the rottenest luck you could imagine, she saw me on the train that day I went to Port Kensington. And she's been shrewd enough to put two and two together. So I have to pay her to keep quiet about it, or I'm stuck. She can saddle me with a Bendigo fraud. She was going to sell out to Pilgrim tonight, but I rang her just in time. And after she'd waited for him to get out of the way, she came round here. Oh, the fool. Pilgrim must have followed her. He's banging on the door now, and if he finds us together... Look, you'll have to hop into the bathroom, Angela, quickly.
Isn't there any other way out of here?
No, hurry.
Get rid of him, Harry, for Pete's sake.
It's going to be tough. Get into the bath itself and pull the shower curtain round you. Quick. Here's where I keep my fingers crossed. What's the matter with you, Pilgrim? Are you trying to break my door down?
Another minute and I would have. I'm coming in.
Well, make yourself at home, but try getting tough with me like the other night and I'll have the cops up here before you can say rum and clothes. Well, what do you want?
I just want to see you and Angela Tennant here together before I pay a call on Tressida Bendigo. I was in her flat tonight when you rang. Did she tell you?
I didn't phone Angela Tennant tonight, nor any other night. And I haven't the foggiest notion what you're talking about.
Where is she, Palmer? In the bathroom? They generally hide in the bathroom, don't they?
If you think you're going to stampede through my flat, you're wrong. Angela Tennant isn't here, and she's not likely to be. So clear out!
Nothing doing. Listen, old boy, I'm not playing for marbles, I'm playing for keeps. I'm going over this place till I find her. And if you go near that phone, I'll tear the cord out by the roots.
She's not here, I tell you.
Just the same, I'm having a look for myself. Not in here. Let's try the kitchen. Not here either. So unless she's crept back into the woodwork, it must be the bathroom.
Pilgrim, you keep out of there.
If you want to make a fight of it, nothing would give me more pleasure.
Listen to me, Jeff.
Come
I tell
on,
you...
make up your mind. When you move aside.
There's no use, Harry. He can cope with you and we both know it. What's your next move, Jeff?
That was unsporting of you, Angela. I was looking for a decent excuse to knock his block off.
I'm not in the mood for small talk, chum. What are you going to do about it? There's no law that says that I can't call on Harry Palmer, is there?
No, but there's one about blackmail. And I think Mr. Bendigo would be interested to hear what's gone on tonight. What sort of a deal have you made with her, Palmer? Did she bite you very hard?
Now, listen, Jeff, you're not fool enough to go to Bendigo, are you?
Fool enough, did you say? You look worried, over.
Now, look here. Look here, you've got the whole thing wrong.
Shut up, Harry. Don't say another word.
What? But he's going to trust
Bendigo. I said shut up! You're losing your head. Get him out of here.
Now, just a minute, Angela. We don't...
I said get him out of here.
What a pair of beauties you are. I didn't think I'd have much luck with you, Angela. Palmer's a much better investment, isn't he? Whatever you know about him, we'll keep. Whatever you tell me, you can only sell once. Isn't that the way things are?
Let's see you do something about it.
I'll have plenty of time. You think I'm going to the Peter for 2 or 3 years, but I'm not. I'll see you in court on Monday, Palmer. And you don't know it yet, but you're going to finish up in Queer Street, old boy. Be seeing you.
Oh, you crazy fool, Angela. Now we've let him go, he'll run straight to Bendigo. What the devil are we going to do?
We're going to calm down. Let him tell his tale to Tressida Bendigo. It's all to the good.
All to the good? Oh, you're out of your senses.
Oh, no, I'm not. Do you know why? Because we're going to tell a better one. Don't worry, darling. Little Angela will look after you. You're my goose, Harry. And you're going to lay me those golden eggs.
Is your uncle home, Marcia? I want to see him. It's rather important.
He's in the study. What is it, Jeff?
I'll tell you together. I've got Angela Tennant and Palmer sewn up tight. And if you two don't believe me after this...
Who is it, Marcia?
Oh. What are you doing here? I thought I told you never to come near this house.
I want half an hour of your time, sir.
I've neither time nor anything else for you, Pilgrim. Good night.
But I insist. You must hear what happened tonight.
I want to hear nothing. Be kind enough to leave my house.
Very well, I shall. And don't blame me for what you'll hear in court on Monday, or the fool you look. Good night, sir.
Jeff!
Marcia, come back here. I forbid you to chase that fellow out into the street.
But he didn't come here for fun, Uncle. I won't be a minute. I must find out what...
Marcia, I absolutely forbid you.
Jeff, wait for me. Oh, wait a minute, Jeff. Please, don't go yet.
What is it?
Don't take any notice of Uncle Tresidder. It's late and he's not feeling well. If you won't wait, I'm coming with you.
Please yourself. Hop in.
Now tell me, Jeff. What did you want Uncle Tresidder for just now?
I wanted to tell him how Angela Tennant's blackmailing your friend Palmer.
What? Angela blackmailing Harry Palmer?
And how she very nearly gave me the works, but changed her mind at the last moment.
Oh, Jeff, really?
Just sit there and keep quiet, and I'll give it to you chapter and verse. Maybe you can make that old curmudgeon of an uncle of yours listen. I'm not going near him again, I know that. Yesterday afternoon, Angela Tennant went to see Stella. And after a lot of beating about the bush... Well, what do you think of that for a nice setup?
I don't know what to believe, truly, Jeff.
I'm not asking you to believe a darn thing, Marcia, just so long as you pass it on to your uncle. And if you think I've made it all up, just ask yourself what for.
Oh, Jeff. If I've been wrong all this time, would you ever forgive me?
No.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to drive you home, sit tight till the trial's over, wait till I'm divorced from you, and then...
Then what?
I'm not sure yet, but I'll probably marry Stella Bronson. Morning, Bendigo. Will you sit down, sir?
Morning, Palmer. Thanks. You settled in here pretty well since Pilgrim left, eh?
Well, I hope I'm pulling my weight, sir.
I have no complaints. As a matter of fact, it's not your work I want to talk to you about. Where did you see Jeff Pilgrim last?
I saw him last night, sir.
Where did you see him?
At the flat of a friend of mine, an acquaintance, I should say, actually.
Oh?
Mrs. Angela Tennant.
Quite sure? Wasn't it your flat, was it?
Certainly not, sir. Did Jeff Pilgrim come chasing after you last night? I thought he might try to bluff his way out of it.
Never mind Jeff Pilgrim. I want to hear your account of what took place last night in this tenant woman's flat. And then I'm going to see her. There are one or two very peculiar aspects of this matter, Palmer. And I'm warning you...
Warning me, Mr. Bendigo?
Yes, warning you. When you've finished your story, I'm going to see this Mrs. Tennant. And while I'm gone, you're going to sit in Francis Glover's office till he hears from me.
I'm afraid I don't understand, sir.
Well, I may as well be blunt, my dear chap. I don't want you telephoning Mrs. Tennant to tell her what to say. Now, begin at the beginning. You were at her flat last night. Were you there before Pilgrim? Or was she already there?
I don't mind telling you it's flat, Mr. Bendigo. I was going to tip Marcia off anyway. Well, Jeff rang me first and offered me a tremendous sum of money.
He offered you money on the phone?
Yes. If Jeff hadn't been under a cloud, I might have taken him seriously. But, well, you know how it is. I smelt something fishy a mile off. So I asked Harry Palmer to be here to listen to whatever Jeff had to say.
Well, that sounds reasonable. Exactly what did Pilgrim have to say?
He wanted me to clear him of the fraud charge by swearing in court that I'd seen Harry Palmer coming out of the Port Kensington post office the very day the box was taken.
And what day was that?
Oh, he told me. I have it jotted down somewhere.
That's all right. Go on. Where was Pilgrim going to get the money to make this perjury worth your while?
Why? From you, of course. Once he was cleared, he said he could get all the money under the sun from you and his wife. You were going to be so contrite, you know.
Yes, of course. And when Palmer came out of hiding and Pilgrim saw the game was up, he rushed round to me to get in first. Chap's shrewd, all right. Well, thanks very much, Mrs. Tennant. I'm much obliged to you.
Oh, I'm glad to clear it up for you, Mr. Bendigo.
Yeah, quite so, yes. Well, goodbye, madam.
Oh, you poor old duffer. You're almost too easy to be true.
Well, there couldn't have been any collusion there. Pilgrim's clutching at straws to get back into mine and Marcia's favor. This was his final effort. Palmer and that woman told the same story to a syllable. So that's that. Now all we can do is to see how he fares in court. Won't be long now.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.